there are a couple of different stakeholders that have interest. Centers like mine, following the elections closely because we want to know how it pans out, because of the fact that we need to be able to craft foreign policy response for states in the continent to know how to engage who, depending on who wins the elections. And then governments, of course, in the continent also have a stake in who wins. For example, if Paris, the Democrats, were to win, it would mean that a country like South Africa would have some hopes that AGOA will be renewed and it has a chance of being listed again as a beneficiary country. Different stakeholders in the continent have interests. Of course, there are also those who just are interested for the fun of it. But yes, the American politics, because of the leadership position that America plays in the world and is giving its stake in Africa, is something that Africans are always interested in, either at the people level or at the state level.
What would you be looking for in this, what people are terming, make or break debate?
This debate is an opportunity for both candidates to try to sway undecided voters, especially I think that will be their target. They all have their bases firmly locked in, but the undecided voters, independents as they call them also, are the ones to look out for. It's expected to be a close contest in November. I think that that's what this debate is going to do, giving them the chance to get to explain their policies, what their policy positions are on key issues that have framed the electors. I will be looking at the economy, and that's what's most important to a lot of Americans. The question of immigration, women's reproductive rights will be also featuring, and I think there's also going to be a bit of foreign policy as well. So those are the things you want to look out for, apart from the fact that it presents Kamala Harris an opportunity for Americans to get to know her more, as the debate is not going to be scripted. There are no props or notes allowed. So it will just be the candidates themselves responding intellectually, or as the case may be, to questions that will be asked of them and presenting themselves to the American public.
In politics, people might say there's a defining moment in every politics or in every campaign. Do you think one way or the other, whatever happens in this debate would affect the outcome of this election? Some say a lot of people have made up their minds already.
Yes, a lot of people have made up their minds already, but there's the narrative that the Trump campaign is pushing that Kamala Harris is not able to respond to questions when she's not the one doing the prosecution, right? And there may be people who would want to get to know that part of her and confirm whether that is correct or not.